This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the legislation discussed on the Missouri Senate floor and in committee.
Senate Bill Number 6.
The week began with time spent on Senate Bill 6.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator David Sater of Cassville is the sponsor. He tells his colleagues his proposal would modify provisions relating to controlled substances, including the schedules, medical marijuana, and criminal provisions involving controlled substances.
Drug dealers, more often than not, never face the consequences of one of their customers dies as a direct result of the drug they sold or gave them.
During floor discussion, Senator Jason Holdman of Kansas City told the sponsor he agrees with parts of the measure.
You've correctly identified fentanyl as a very dangerous compound that can have disastrous results when used improperly.
Senate Bill 6 has been given Missouri Senate approval. The proposal now moves to the Missouri House of Representatives for similar consideration.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 20...
Wednesday afternoon saw the Missouri Senate discuss tax credits. Senator Dan Hageman of Cosby sponsors Senate Bill 28, a measure that would make changes to Missouri's low-income housing tax credit.
This is the bill that places a cap on the low-income housing tax credit program.
During floor discussion, Senator John Rizzo of Kansas City mentioned this tax credit has been out of commission for about a year.
We're getting to a point to where this program can be reduced to a size that we're more comfortable with, but also continue to be an effective program and serve the people that it does.
Senate Bill 28 has received first-round Missouri Senate approval and still needs another vote before it could move to the Missouri House of Representatives for similar consideration.
Call this committee meeting of seniors,
Wednesday morning saw the Missouri Senate Seniors, Families, and Children Committee hear Senator Sater present Senate Bill 76. He says the measure would require certain Missouri Health Net participants to comply with work and community engagement requirements.
I believe that work requirements are a proven, effective way not only to reduce welfare enrollment, but to help individuals get back to work and increase their incomes.
During discussion, Senator Carla May of St. Louis, who also serves on the panel, mentioned technically able-bodied people would not have to be on Missouri Health Net.
There are some extenuating factors that we haven't addressed as a state for other options for people.
Committee action has not yet been taken on Senate Bill 76.
The Senate shall stand adjourned until February.
Session will resume on Monday,
2019.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.